Hello, you're listening to 91.3 FM WTSR at the College of New Jersey. Welcome to Club Talk. WTSR and the TCNJ Office of Student Involvement are co-sponsoring a series of on-air shows that feature a rotating schedule of on-campus clubs and organizations. Each group will present interviews, discussions, or introductions centered on their organization's area of focus.
Hello everyone, we are the American Society of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology, ASBMB. We're the student chapter at TCNJ, and we're really excited to talk about our club and what we do. My name is Adarsh Palvarghese. I am the president at ASBMB. I'm a freshman biology major, and we'll just go around and introduce ourselves.
Hello, I'm Anthony Cucurullo. I am a rising junior chem major with a specialization in biochem.
Hi, my name is Jibran Abbasi. I'm the secretary. I'm a freshman biology major, and I am going to have a minor in physics and mathematics.
Hi, my name is Stevia Nimbak Takam. I'm the treasurer, a freshman biology major minoring in women and gender studies.
Hi, my name is Angela Mo. I'm the social media director, and also I work with public relations, and I'm also a rising junior and a bio major.
Our advisors are Dr. Gorgino from the chem department and Dr. Sarwar from the bio department, and they both teach biochemistry and do their research in those areas.
So what's our club about? Well, we aim to bring discussion and awareness to certain scientific topics and research in all fields of natural sciences. So chemistry, physics, biology, you name it.
Biochemistry on a fundamental level is about understanding biology on a chemical and physical level. And so it requires an appreciation of all the sciences due to its inherently interdisciplinary nature. And not only that, but these topics have a huge impact on our society. And so this brings in pretty much any subject. Anything is relevant towards our club in this field.
We usually have our general body meetings every 3 to 4 weeks at 3 p.m.
Well, on Wednesdays, we have our meetings. On Mondays, we have Micro Mondays. So Micro Mondays is a social media hashtag event I created, and is basically to give a spotlight to all the various microbes and microorganisms in our world.
And so some of the past events we've done for our club is we've had one interest meeting, two general body meetings. We've had a lot of our members are huge fans of anime. So we all got together and watched Attack on Titan season 4. That was great.
Yes.
And going off about what Angela said about Micro Mondays, one of the organisms we featured is a tardigrade. And tardigrades are super, like, they're super hardy creatures. Like, they can survive in space with almost zero water. They lower their metabolism to nearly zero. And there's been a disagreement among our members if a tardigrade looks cute or not. And I can conclusively say it looks very ugly. It's a hardy creature, looks very, very ugly. And I'll stand by that.
Excuse me.
I support it.
I think it looks very, very cute.
I agree, Angela.
No, it looks like a pill bug that's hit night.
Okay, well, that pill bug is so vital to our existence.
Yeah, but when you tell us it's cute, you show us like literal artwork of it.
I think it's cute. Tardigrades, if you have ears and if you have sentience, please know that you are cute.
In our past meetings, we haven't gotten the opportunity to do some of the trivia questions that we wanted to, so we wanted to try them out here. So this trivia question is going to be, it's based in physics. And so here's the question. The Bohr model of an atom shows a nucleus and surrounding shells that contain electrons. In the nucleus, what force keeps the protons and neutrons together? Is it A, the gravitational force, B, the electric force, C, the strong nuclear attraction, or D, the weak nuclear attraction?
I know it's either strong or weak. I forget the distinction between the two. I want to say the strong, but I'm not 100% sure.
I feel like I should know this.
I want to say strong nuclear attraction.
I think I'm going to go with A, the gravitational force.
What about you, Stevia?
Yeah, I think we'll go with A as well, the gravitational force.
No, it's C, the strong nuclear attraction. So I think Anthony and Adarsh got that right.
Let's go.
So I think, Anthony, you had some questions too.
This is an interesting one. It's a little weird. Which element was used in a reusable medieval laxative pill? Was it A, copper, B, nickel, C, aluminum, or D, antimony?
I'm going to guess antimony because it sounds uncommon. So yeah.
I'm going to also go with antimony, but I feel like it could be like aluminum. Because I feel like that's a very resourceful drug that could have been used at that time.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I'm going to go with antimony because all the other metals sound like harsh. Like, I just can't imagine swallowing a penny or a nickel, which I know that's probably not the case, but you know.
Yeah, like everybody, I think I'll go with antimony. It's just like the odd choice out of everything else.
Yeah, it was antimony. We obviously don't really do that anymore. But the idea of a reusable pill that these people were taking is just really weird.
So I think one of the choices was aluminum.
You guys say aluminum or aluminium?
I say aluminum.
Aluminium sounds so fancy, though.
Well, aluminum is like the American English sort of thing. aluminium is, you know, UK English, Australian English, all those things. But I think Canada says aluminum too. I mean, they're kind of the swing vote, I think, in terms of like what word they say with this stuff. Because I know they spell color with a U, with like O-U, but then they'll say aluminum like us.
Oh, yeah. So at our future, I know we've been talking about the past meetings we've had in past events, but we're hoping that since next semester we'll be in person for the fall, we want to do in-person experiments. And so one of the experiments I've been thinking about doing is to demonstrate some properties of sugars and just things with high viscosities in general that are dissolved in fluids. So you can take like maple syrup and just put it in anything you want, like pot or a beaker, whatever you want, and just fill it with a little bit of water and then put a stick in the pot and then start boiling it. Just like a thin wooden stick. And when you start boiling it over time, it's going to start forming crystals. And those crystals are just going to connect to the wooden rod. And then it'll look like rock candy. And so you can eat that. It tastes pretty good. And so those are just like one of the types of experiments we're hoping to do next semester in person.
I'm excited for next semester in general with in-person events. We're hoping to expand how many times we meet and our activities. We were even talking about possibly doing like an interdisciplinary research fair where, you know, professors who do interdisciplinary work involving bio, chem, like physics and science come together and like have an opportunity to like present their work and generate interest.
So yeah, that is just a small look into what our ASBMB club is like. There's obviously a lot more conversation, discussion, and even debate that happens, and we hope to have you at our meetings to make that possible. And I would just like to note that although we do discuss a lot of scientific topics, this club is not just for science majors. Whether you're an English major, an education major, or whatever major, it only matters that you have an interest to learn more about various science things. Thank you to our listeners and to the WSTR Club for giving us a platform to talk about what we do.
Thank you for listening to Club Talk. If you would like to find previously aired organizations, you can search WTSR Club Talk wherever podcasts are distributed. We would like to hear your feedback on today's show at news@wtsr.org. And if you are interested in getting involved and having your club or organization featured, reach out to stationmgr@wtsr.org. And as always, we remind you to open your mind.